This is another live radio link up brought to you by the Government Communications GCIS.
Back again on your radio, and it is a special broadcast. It is brought to you by Government Communication and Information System. Good evening, Liperile Dimatekwanabuti, and thank you so very much for joining us tonight. As you know, every Wednesday we do speak to the inroads as well as interventions made by the Department of Social Development, and this month we're looking at gender-based violence and femicide campaigns. And for me, campaign is just too much of a big word. It's just something that is used by people who eat school fees. So otherwise, under normal, it's all about having no peace against each other as genders, you know. Emotional abuse, physical abuse, strategic abuse, all these kind of, you know, it keeps on upgrading itself like a smartphone. But the unfortunate thing is that a bad thing. It is a bad thing to do. But otherwise, we have spoken quite a lot about what GBV is. We have spoken a lot about the science. We have spoken a lot about speaking up and all those. But in the background, there is quite a lot of interventions that are done by people who are over-concerned and very concerned, starting with me and you talking together on these special programs. And thank you so very much for all the radio stations that have joined us tonight to participate. Otherwise, you are also welcome to join us on toll-free number if you're using a telecom landline on 0800-142-446. 0800-142-446. That's the number to dial. It is a toll-free number. Otherwise, if you're using cell phone, Rinae is on the telephones tonight and she will be able to call you back just to save you airtime and to also get you to elaborate a little bit, because sometimes we cannot just express ourselves in 1 minute. Otherwise, those who are shy to be live on air, you're welcome to call 065-935-5488. Is that the one, Renai? Please just check for me if I'm doing the right WhatsApp number. It's 065-935-5488. And tonight we are focusing on the National Social Development hosting the National Shelter Indaba, which has started today and is going on up until tomorrow, the 20th of October 2022. And the whole point of the National National Shelter Indaba is to look into accountability, coordination, as well as leadership in terms of South Africa being one of those countries that actually aim to, amongst others, to provide a space for reflection, information sharing, as well as maybe just general support. You know, I don't want to preempt that much because tonight I am in conversation with the three ladies who are going to elaborate as much as possible. And you are welcome to actually even find out if there is any of that kind of shelter in your area. Do talk to us about that. And also, you are welcome to be anonymous. You are welcome to express yourself. There is no judging happening in terms of whatever that you're going through, because somebody has an ear to be listening to you. Thank you so very much. And let me just start from my far with introductions and who they are and what they're here for.
All right, thank you very much. My name is Claudia Lopez, and I'm the Human Rights and Gender Justice Program Manager for an organization with a very long name called Heinrich Böll Foundation. If you struggle with that, just say HBF. Mm. And we're a donor and a partner to many organizations, and we've supported the National Shelter Movement for the longest time and a partner to them. So that's why I'm here. But we can talk more about that later.
All right. The first time I got to know that Stiftung is foundation. In German. So
exactly.
There's Frederick Bolt Stiftung as well as the Hendrik Bolt Stiftung.
Yeah.
Don't ask me how I know that. I'm a community radio person.
Excellent.
And the president approved and launched this national strategic plan on gender-based violence and femicide in March 2020. And as we're speaking and introducing each other, I'm just informing you about what brings about the National Shelter INDAB. Lady, your chance.
Thank you so much. My name is Busisi Nkwanyana.
Let's just wait for Fenki to give you the right to speak. Thanks. We're all good. You have the right to speak now.
Thank you so much. My name is Busisiwe Nkwanyana. I'm a social work supervisor at the Gender-Based Violence Command Center.
All right.
For the National Department of Social Development.
Thank you so much. We're going to hear more about the National Command Center as well as the Hendrik Bol Stiftung and its inroads in terms of partnering with the Department of Social Development. Ma?
Thank you so much.
My name is Pisani Matlango, and I'm a social worker. I'm here today representing the National Shelter Movement, coming from Mpumalanga as a rep. And yeah, I'll be here today talking about the many shelters that are in your communities. Hopefully you know them. Thank you so much.
All right, there we go. Mpumalanga these days is starting everything, so it's quite a very good thing. It's a province where the sun rises. That's what they say. But now, as I said, that the president has already launched and approved the plan, the NSP, which is the National Strategic Plan on Gender-Based Violence and Femicide in 2020. As you remember, on that year, there was quite a lot of emotional processes that went through that conference where we remember how people got there naked, how people did quite a lot of demonstration to say we are fed up. We are really fed up. And the national strategy is aimed at ensuring and coordinating the national response, which today is one of the responses that we're making in terms of the National Shelter INDAB. So I am not going to be speaking much. I'm going to be asking a lot of questions, but just to give you information here and there that the IMC that is actually leading this is constituted by the Minister in the Presidency for Women, Youth, and Persons with Disability, Iling Me Maite Nkwana Mashaban, who is the convener, and together with the Minister of Police, the Minister of Justice, the Minister of Finance, Correctional Services, of course, Social Development and Public Service and Administration, as our lead departments in terms of sending the message. But now let's get into what these shelters are all about. Memahlangu, let's just get into explaining what we're talking about, because somebody might be seeing some four-roomed house, some RDP somewhere, and people keep on saying, siyasebenza lapha. And as we know, sometimes asikwazi ukuchaza kahle, you know, in terms of explaining to people to understand their purpose. But, you know, just to remember the name, like Claudia has already said that, you know, Hendrik Bol Stiftung. For you to say that is quite, you need to be eating school fees, eh? But let's not eat school fees about shelters.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to explain what shelters are, and I will try to mix English and isiZulu as I'm explaining what shelters are. So shelters basically are safe spaces for abused women and their children.
Mm.
These are safe spaces located in areas, either in urban areas and sometimes in rural areas or semi-urban areas. So they are found all over the country. And on record, this year we have 100 shelters that are affiliating to the National Shelter Movement.
Is that so national?
Yes, national.
All right.
So you can see that, and this is in the 9 provinces of the country. So they are spread across these provinces. It depends. Some provinces you'll find them mostly in urban, but in many areas, like I'll talk about in Mpumalanga, we have them across both rural and urban areas.
Mm.
So of the 100 shelters, the service that we're providing is called psychosocial services.
Yes.
And in simpler terms, I would say to listeners out there, when we're talking of a shelter, we're talking about where you can walk in when you have been abused at home and you know that you can no longer remain in your own safe home or in your own home with your children. Abuse has happened, you run away to a shelter. And how do you get to a shelter? There are many ways where one can actually get there. You can be referred by police. So people should not be wondering, how do I identify that this four-roomed house is a shelter? You can go and report at a nearest SAPS office. You can go to a social worker's office. You can go to your local councillor, because many stakeholders, even to your municipality, they will direct you to a shelter that is closest to you. And we also have got a national shelter helpline that was established by the National Shelter Movement for the purpose of linking women or linking victims who are escaping their homes with shelters that are closer to them. I don't know if I can share the number right now.
Please.
Okay, so the national toll number for our shelter helpline is 0800-001-005. I'll repeat the number again. If you're looking for a shelter right now, wherever you are, you can call this number, 0800-001-005. And a social worker that you're going to find on the line is going to direct you to a closest shelter nearer you.
All right. Thank you so very much. That's the voice of Mema Hlangu, who is actually from coordinating one of the shelters, or is it coordinating the whole Mpumalanga shelters?
Yes.
She was just giving us a background in terms of what to understand about the shelter services. They are all over the country. And if you want the one nearest to you, that's the number to dial. But for now, you just need to focus on dialing this number, 0800-142-446. That is a toll-free number that is going to get us to discuss live, interact live with us, with our guests tonight. Now, we spoke about the National Command Center, and the National Command Center is where interaction is also happening. And South Africa, being serious about what it does, you know, is one of those countries in the SADC region where that has prioritized provision of sheltering services. How do you work with shelters as the national command? Because obviously it's not the only role that you play as the National Command Center.
Our biggest role as the command center is also to offer psychosocial support services to victims of GBV. In simpler terms, we offer counseling services to all victims of GBV. When they call the command center, they are linked directly to a social worker that will offer counseling to them.
Mm-hmm.
And should the victim needs to be removed to a shelter, and then that's when we work with other stakeholders, just like the National Shelter Movement, to ensure that the victim is removed from the dangerous situation where they are. Any hour of the night, when the victim at 2 o'clock and the perpetrator is starting to beat them, to threaten them, when they call in the command center, that is when we link them to the shelter in the ground. So we've got different stakeholders that we work with, and the National Shelter Movement is one of the biggest stakeholders that we work with to link our victims with the shelters at that time. Hour of the night.
All right. Anytime, 24/7?
24 hours. Whether it's a holiday, it's a Saturday, we are available.
And particularly on holidays and Saturdays, where we know that alcohol plays the biggest role in terms of all those kind of incidents. And is it the same number that you're going to use for identifying the shelters, or do you have any number that you use for the command center?
The command center has got its own line.
Mm-hmm.
We operate a 24-hour emergency call line, and our number is 0800-428-428. We've got various platforms where you can get hold of us, but the emergency line, I'm going to share them later, but currently I'm just sharing the emergency line, because the command center is not only working with shelters. Shelters are part of the services that we offer.
Oh, yes.
So we have our own line, that is 0800-428-428.
And you still can also find out more about the shelter services from the command center, because the command center is, should I say, a big auntie or a big sister or something like that? to the shelter services program. Yes. So you are also, don't get confused. If you forgot the one for the shelter services, you are welcome to use the one for the command center. And this that we are talking about from the government point of view is the Department of Social Development implementation that they call Pillar 4, which is looking more into response, into care, into support, into healing, and the national support program on gender-based violence and femicide. And they do have partners, as Ausi has already said here, to say they do have partners. And one of the partners is joining us today, which is HBS, Hendrik Bolt Foundation. Every time you hear me saying Hendrik Bolt Stiftung, don't be worried. I'm just trying to speak German. Chloe, let's talk more about Hendrik Bolt Stiftung. Has been one of the most supportive organizations since the beginning of democracy, and including some of the radio stations that I am speaking to as we speak were the beneficiaries of Hendrik Bolt Stiftung. Now, what are we talking about? It seems like you are moving with the times, and you are moving closely into understanding the landscape of South Africa and aligning yourselves relevantly towards that. Take us a bit into your abstract in terms of where are you now? What kind of cap are you wearing? Is it green? Is it red? Or is it community radio? Or is it community development?
Thank you. Yeah, technically our colors are green. But I speak with red, which is the color of the heart and the color of love. And so we are a funding partner, and we're also an organization that loves to bring people together to talk. And we love to make connections between organizations and other institutions. So I've been with the Hendrik Bolt Foundation since for the last 11 years, actually. And I joined really to implement a project that looked at how do we strengthen government's response towards gender-based violence. And that was in 2010. And that's when I learned about the National Shelter Movement of South Africa. And since then, we've partnered with the organization. We partner with many other organizations, like you say, even radio services, community radio services. We believe very wholeheartedly in supporting organizations doing amazing work that they do, often with very little resources. So we look for, we have, my program is the human rights program. So I focus on supporting organizations that work on gender-based violence, of course, and also the LGBTQI rights, which stands for lesbian, gay, bisexuals, trans, queer persons, and intersex persons. So we support organizations
and
rendering
plus and plus
service
and plus.
Except
that I was taught by one of the guests who was here to say
that's true.
There is still more discovery in terms of renaming and reterming some of the, because it is more about explaining the situation as well as the person in front of you.
Yeah.
So far we got the five acronyms as well as a plus.
And the plus plus.
All right.
Then we also focus on democracy and social justice supporting organizations doing their work. We environmental justice organizations. So we do the spectrum, and we also very much like supporting grassroots organizations. Sometimes it's a bit harder to do so.
Yes.
Especially funders that like to have many reporting requirements and things like that, but we try and help where we can and make them, because they know the work, they are on the ground doing the work that they are passionate about, that they are experts at. So we firmly believe in partnerships, and we're very happy actually that this shelter in Durban is happening this year. It's the second year it's being hosted. And this is done in partnership with the Department of Social Development. I mean, we've been having this conversation with the department and the NSM since 2018. So to see it live and actually in fruition is pretty great. So it shows you that government can work together, organizations work together, businesses really. I think there's a big call on the corporate sector to also support organizations doing the work, the very much needed work in communities.
We are discussing the National Shelter Indaba. The National Shelter Indaba is happening from today until the 20th of October, which is tomorrow. 2022. And we're looking into the importance and what they are, how are they connected to the services by the Department of Social Development. And we know that South Africa is one of that, so not so many countries around SADC that are actually taking it up to themselves to prioritize the provision of sheltering services for victims and survivors of GBV. And I got a bit worried, but I'm not going to ask it as a controversial question to you to say, you said for women and for children. But for South Africans, I would like to believe it's because of how the current situation is like. The perpetrators happen to be more male, and the victims happen to be more. So let's not ask the same questions, because we do know that we, in most cases, when somebody says, "Ungishapile," we will talk about male abuse at some point as a topic on its own, because I think it needs to be reflected on. For now, let's look into what South Africa prioritizes, which is gender-based violence and femicide. It is a national approved program by the President of South Africa back in March 2020. But now, let's talk about the importance of these GBV shelters, you know, where everyone is equal before the law and all those. We know the Constitution. We've run the Let's Talk Justice. The people that are listening right now are basically very well informed over the 7 years of this program's existence, talking about, you know, everybody being equal at the law. I think, Claudia, as well, you know, as a human rights person, you would know that everybody is equal in front of the, whether international or in South Africa. Well, I wouldn't know about the war-torn countries, but yeah. Let's not leave that. Let's leave that for another time. And, you know, everyone is equal, and equality includes a full and equal enjoyment of all the rights and freedoms. You know, it's just a reminder, because this is a basic right to life, dignity, equality, privacy, and all those kind of things, you know. But the challenge is to achieve a certain measure, because as far as I've been a broadcaster, we've been talking complainingly, and it's quite very refreshing to find out that there is an importance of an inroad. So maybe, sorry about that. Let me just ask it to say, how do you explain the importance of a shelter service to a tribal authority somewhere in the rural areas where there is a chief, there is a head of the village, there is somebody who's very traditional? How do you explain the importance of a shelter service to Umfundisi, who happens to come and say to you, pray to God, your husband will be okay? You know, we do have those kind of comments in, but now the fear comes out of people not understanding the importance of what this can do. Can it do something that is different from what is happening now under the protection of your traditional leader, the protection of your Mfundisi, under the protection of Amaphoyisa, you know, all that kind of stuff? How do we contextualize the importance?
Thank you so much for this. It's very broad. It's very, yeah, it's a lot.
Yes.
But I'll try my best to put it in context as you are asking, mm-hmm. and also to ensure that listeners in our communities understand. I'm now talking about listeners also including amakhosi, including abafundisi,
yes.
and government officials, community-based workers, mm. who say shelters are an important component in our society in this context right now.
Mm-hmm.
South Africa is faced, and it is ranked, I think, top five amongst the countries where GBV and femicide is rife.
That's very interesting.
I think in 2020, when we were experiencing COVID-19 as a pandemic worldwide, in our country, our president declared GBVF as a second pandemic.
Pandemic, yes.
So it simply says, listeners, that it is a serious problem. We all have to accept that we are now sitting with a very big problem. And mind you, we are no longer wearing masks.
Hmm.
Or no longer, sometimes sanitizing is now becoming a choice.
Yes.
But with GBVF, we are very far from saying it is over, we can now relax.
Mm.
So shelters come in the space as a response mechanism when GBV has happened or as a prevention mechanism.
Yes.
In what ways? Let's say in a household, because remember, let me just bring this to the attention of your listeners also.
Yes.
Researches have been done. And it has been found that GBV and femicide is not perpetrated by strangers.
Mm. Mm.
It is only 2% where violence is perpetrated by an unknown person to one who's violated.
Mm.
So it means it is happening in our comfort zones, in our homes, in our communities where we know each other. So then shelters come in a space where one who has been victimized and they feel unsafe. That's why I said to you, they are safe spaces.
Mm.
So when one is afraid in their own household, when one is afraid in their own community, there has to be a space where they're going to run to be protected and to be safe.
Yes.
So that's the importance of shelters. They play a role in ensuring that they disrupt this violence, meaning it stops, because when a person, a victim has run away or has escaped to a shelter, and I will repeat again, I'm sorry, I hope people are not going to feel like they are left out because they are males.
Yes.
Who keep on saying women and children.
Mm.
But statistics also supports to say many a times victims are women and their children.
Mm.
So then they will escape to these shelters. When they get there, firstly, what they would have achieved is being safe, because safety doesn't come from having high walls and a fence and all that, but it comes from the service that are going to find in those shelters.
Yes.
Once they're in shelters, then a lot of partners, my colleague has spoken about partnering between different stakeholders. So when a family arrives in a shelter or an individual arrives in a shelter, they receive services ranging from counseling, ranging from being assisted to get a protection order if they want to save their partner with one, ranging from applying for maintenance if they need to do so, and continued practical support, which includes meals, clothing,
mm.
toiletries, because there are real situations out there in our communities where a woman and her children, they can actually escape their home naked.
Yes.
They can escape their homes without any bag,
mm.
no toilet at all.
Mm.
So that's when shelters come in that space. So it is important for traditional leaders and from religious leaders to understand that setting up or having shelters in our communities is not like the aim is to promote that violence should go on or promote or disrupt families.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it has been found that they are a necessity, because no matter how much we are religious or we pray, no matter how much we respect our traditions and amakhosi are there, chiefs are there to ukukhuza, bayakhuza, because setting up shelters and as a government and the civil society's response, it is not saying that we should leave out other partners and say those who believe in taking their matters to chiefs should stop doing so.
Thank you.
We know shelters that are existing in richly tribal areas where amakhosi still call izimbizo. They call a husband and a wife, they sit down and talk.
Mm.
But when the wife or when the woman is still afraid to return home with her husband, what should happen then?
That's when the shelter comes in.
Mm. Because they've got a responsibility as traditional leaders to say, because we cannot resolve this matter, it doesn't mean that then you should go home and kill each other.
Mm.
But maybe one should go to the should be taken by police and accompanied to a safe space. And services are not only provided to those who are in shelters.
Mm.
Mm. And many a times we find that a woman is in a shelter with her children, but the person who has been abusing them is at home receiving services from other offices such as social development.
Yes.
In a space where I work from, this is happening a lot. A woman will receive services from a shelter inside,
mm.
and then the partner or another person who has a problem is receiving services at a walk-in facility at social development
mm.
from a social worker. So it mm. means we also continue those relations to ensure that at least everyone receives psychosocial services and they can actually notice where they are making mistakes. If it's anger issues, they're taken to, there are many partners. We've got Kulisa, we've got social development, we've got many of them, CMR offices and other nonprofit organizations who provide services for those who have perpetrated. So it not only focus on women,
or on sheltering services, but we also link those who cannot come to shelters. So abafundis and amakhosi should also support these initiatives and make sure they refer.
Thank you. Because I know that is one part of our organizational community service that is not legislated as much as possible to actually provide service. Hence, I picked that as a. Otherwise, all the other stakeholders, they are constitutionally bound to actually be able to assist to that point. But at the end of the day, most of our communities are led by abafundisi, they are led by amakhosi, and that is where we need to be involving them. If you have just joined us, we are in conversation about the National Shelter Indaba, which is going on between today, the 19th of October, until the 20th tomorrow of October 2022. And I'm with the three ladies, Usisbusi Nkonyana, who is a social worker with the National I nearly said National Development something, but it's National Social Development. Usisbusi Nkonyana, she's part of the team that actually works within the GBV Command Center. And also we are joined by Claudia Lopez. Claudia Lopez is with the HBS, that is the Hendrik Boll Stiftung, Hendrik Boll Foundation, which she is actually responsible for supporting human rights and gender justice programs. She's a manager, and she is here to tell us more about their support towards this inroad. Also, Ausfisani Mahlangu, which is the National Shelter Movement SA committee member?
Executive member,
yeah. Sometimes. We chairperson?
Not at all.
All right. One day you'll be the chairperson. The way you speak so well about this and the passion that you should see when she's actually going through telling us about the importance of sheltering services, which has benefits like you get to be safe. You know, it's a safe accommodation, and also, you know, it's able to provide support, because we know women and children, sometimes they need all those, physical support, as in like, you know, like she said about clothes, she said about eating, because at the end of the day, everybody needs a full stomach on a daily basis, and something has to give somewhere. And most importantly, so, you know, they play a significant role in interrupting and breaking the cycle of violence, because it's not only about taking people into the shelter and say, whenever ungazila, you know, it's about building relations, it's about giving the importance of existing to coexist. So, Claude, let's talk about the actual support you put into the shelters now. Some people might just think that probably it's just promoting yourselves to just get into the Indab and say, Germany's got money now, we can just give this and stuff. Like I say, I'm putting the background to say, the Hendrik Boll Stiftung has been there as far as long before I could work for GCIS. And knowing so that it has benefited the community radio sector in ways that many are still living to actually testify. But now let's zoom the focus into the shelter services and your role in supporting them, not just with the shelter in Indaba.
Okay. Well, as I mentioned earlier, our relationship with the National Shelter Movement started a couple of years ago. So what we actually did was we had applied to the European Union for funding. So we're also a funder that applies for funding, because we're actually not a big funder.
Yeah.
But our goal was to look at, because what we were seeing when we were doing research in the first project, when I, like I said, I joined HBF in 2010, we were looking at how to strengthen government's response, right? So we did research in Western Cape shelters and in Gauteng shelters. And what we were trying to see is, what are the needs of women and children? And again, we're going to say women and children, but I just want to mention that shelters, there are shelters that take in men as well.
Yes.
And there are shelters for LGBTQI persons. So there is a National Shelter Movement helpline number, and that person, you know, they can refer. But just back to this. So what we were doing was looking at what was the impact of shelters on the lives of women and their children. But we were also seeing, looking at what were the needs of women and children, and could those shelters actually provide the range of services and meet the needs of those women and children based on what was government was funding them and what other funding that they were sourcing or not able to source. And what we found was there was a big difference between Western Cape and Gauteng in terms of how shelters were being funded by government, which is a statutory duty at the end of the day, actually. It's in the Domestic Violence Act that shelters must exist. So, and with that, we got, we applied for additional funding to then broaden this research project to different provinces. So we did research in 6 provinces, and through that, it wasn't just about researching and pointing fingers in government. It was looking about how do we partnership, how do we make, how do we strengthen the shelters, the shelter movement, and government's response, as well as a whole multi-sectoral response to that. So this is how we contributed to the investment of the National Shelter Movement. And I can say, like, we've grown together, actually, in many ways. And I've learned a lot about shelters. And my expertise is gender-based violence, but more specifically intimate partner violence. So I understand the context of that. But to also see what is the reality of it and how does it play out when they enter shelters. So we support the National Shelter Movement. We have done so for the last couple of years. One thing we do like to support is to help them become visible so people know they exist.
That's very important.
And it's super important.
That's very important.
And to have voices out and know that there's help out there. You know, it was interesting. We also did our most recent research study, again with shelters, was looking at the impact of COVID on gender-based violence.
Yes.
And what people's experiences of violence were during that time. And we also interviewed some of the women who had stayed in shelters after their time in shelters. And you know what astounded me was how many people said, I didn't know about domestic violence. I didn't know about shelters. I didn't know this existed. I didn't know there were social workers. And we've been doing this work for the longest time. And then we sit back and go, how do people not know? And I think what COVID did in many ways was also provide that opportunity, because people are saying, now I'm seeing numbers on TV. I was watching a program on TV. I was listening to the radio. And I think what has been fantastic with COVID has been awful, but it's also created opportunities for thinking differently and for talking about things that matter in life and death ways. And gender-based violence, let's be honest, is life and death in many instances. So I really applaud radios like yours. Advertise these numbers. Listen to these numbers. And I think advertise. Tell people. Tell your neighbor. There are shelters. Call the command center number. There's help out there. And it doesn't always mean you need to leave your house.
Of course.
And your space. And leave your partner. Because I think that's also not a lot of... We understand that it is very complex. Often women love their partners.
Yes.
They want their children to have a father. So it's not about disrupting families. It's about doing what is right.
Balancing the families. Yeah. I would really like to say it's all about balancing the families. Hence, I said the shelters, when I explained earlier, I just said it's more about creating a space where we are able to cool down. And it's not a matter of abandoning the man who actually perpetrated that, but to also involve him. Embrace him and get him to calm down, because every abuser, every perpetrator is somebody's son, and they happen to have a mother somehow. So it all starts there. And also, you know, part of the discussions that you're going to be having, Sis Busi, at the Indaba is more about, you know, collaborations and engagement, because we do host Amapoisala, we do host law enforcement people who says they get defeated, you know, by processing all the law enforcement things only for the victim to say, ah, me again. Leave him. He's my husband. He's my brother. He's my whatever. And I will be able to deal with it and whatever stuff. And up until it comes to a point where, unfortunately, we don't want to see death, as you say, in Claudia. We don't want to be seeing permanent disabling by another person, you know. And that conference we were talking about on the GBV in Durban, I remember so very well how the president actually cried when there was testimonies of very disturbing experiences that the ladies over there were actually giving. And one of the main testimonies I got to experience and really shook me was of a lady who literally got naked to show the president so many scars that actually were in her body, physically and literally so. Now, that in itself, if you don't really have a heart, that's what will actually determine how much of a heart you got. And the command center, what are some of the things that you are presenting into the Indaba? Because you also need to be visible. You also need to be known, as Claudia is saying, that the shelters also need to be known. However, this is more than just shelters. But in support of shelters, how do you present yourself in getting to be known and getting to make people feel safe to pick up the phone and also recognize that this is a toll-free number, which unfortunately we're living in smartphone eras and we don't have tiki boxes anymore. We don't have public service phones anymore where 0800 works for free. So it's mostly from the offices and all that kind of stuff. So give us a context in terms of taking over from what Claudia is saying in terms of visibility, accommodating people, and making them feel welcome through the command center.
Okay, what I would say is that the National Department of Social Development is the leading department when it comes to the issues of GBV. And when the command center was initially established in 2013, that's when the inter-ministerial committee came together and said, to say, there are so many things, there are offices, there are organizations, but still, GBV is rife, it's growing, instead of getting better,
subsiding,
things are it's subsiding, things are getting worse. And then the department sat down to set up a structure wherein victims will then call in. Then the department is working with different organizations to promote the services that we are offering. What is it that we are doing? We are operating 24 hours. We also, some of the things that we do, except the psychosocial support services, is to also go to the communities and market our services and also do awareness raising campaigns to educate the public, educate school children, educate women and men, because there are also men that are abused. When we talk GBV, we don't only talk about women being abused.
Hence,
but
it's gender.
It's gender-based violence.
Not female-based, not male-based, but gender-based.
Yes.
We eat in school feast now.
Yes. The women are the most vulnerable groups. The children are on the vulnerable groups. The LGBTQIs are they are falling on the vulnerable groups. But still, there are males that are also experiencing GBV. So as the command center, we are offering counseling and psychosocial support services to all victims, including men. And our social workers have been trained also to deal with perpetrators of GBV, because we were receiving a lot of calls from men that are experiencing GBV. As we all know that GBV has got different types of GBV. One of the forms of GBV that men were experiencing is the access to their children after the relationship has ended. And one of those things are just forgotten, and they're just put out there. You know, we have forgotten about that. Yes, because we have broken up. Then it then perpetrates, it makes the GBV even rife, because when a person wants to see their children and they are angry, then they decide, let me kill this woman and these children.
Thank you.
Because I can't have access. So it's one of the things that we are dealing with as the department, and we are advertising our services. We have the 30 GBV hotspots,
yes.
And we are currently rendering awareness campaigns in those GBV hotspots because we want to be known, we want to be seen, we want to be visible. We've got GBV ambassadors that are currently in the community,
mm-hmm.
and we want to be visible. We want our communities to know about GBV. And as Claudia has already alluded, that during COVID-19, that's when GBV was seen to be rife because everyone was locked in their own spaces. And that's where the command center was receiving a high number of calls, mm-hmm. and it was visible because when people watched TV, we were also visible. Our number would be flighted.
That's right.
There were scenes of GBV that were played on our local soapies so that people would know and learn that what this is GBV and how can I help? Can I get help? Mm-hmm. Should I be experiencing this kind of
GBV. All right, we are 10 minutes away from the end of the program. And as Sis Busi is actually talking, it reminded me of one of the contributions that happened in the Indaba today, where mental health and sheltering was one of the topics. And Umesta Mzwamadoda Lwana actually presented quite very brilliantly in terms of, mental health, where gender-based violence, he said, it's not an intentional crime. It is a secondary reactional crime where people only find out when things have happened. It all starts silently somewhere in a corner, somewhere in the house with somebody you know. And then the next thing you know, the police have parked a van and somebody's going somewhere. And another pathology vehicle is here, coming to take somebody to the mortuary, to wherever, and all that stuff. And that's when the community starts peeping with their windows to see what's going on. And all this time, it is not only that day that happened. So the mental health component is quite very important in terms of sheltering. Mama Tlangu, let's talk more about the mental health, because mainly so. All right. Before we do talk about that, somebody wants to contribute to this conversation, and that happens to be Uba Mkwanazi, who's calling from Richards Bay. So, what about?
Njani ba?
Siyaphila kanjani malume?
Ngikhona ngikhona.
Siyakwamukela.
Ngifuna ukwazi ukuthi amashelter ngabe mhlambe ke namadoda ayawathatha yini, mhlambe mayibona ukuthi akaphakile kahle ekhaya, ayibona ukuhlukumezeka.
Is that all, Bamkwanas?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, Ngibonga kakhulu. Thank you so very much for your contribution to the program. I'm going to get Sis Mahlangu to just give you that information on the shelter, probably around Empangeni, around Richards Bay, around KwaMadlangala. Those are some of the areas around Richards Bay. So please speak to Uba Mkwanazi's question and comment.
Ngicinga lwakho, siyabonga ngokusishayela. Yebo, inumber engingayisho ekuqaleni zobe ngiyisho futhi. Ngoba le number njengoba ngishilo ngathi it's a national number, it's a national toll number.
Yes.
So uyayifonela uma usebenzisa i-landline noma telecom mobile, ufona mahala ha, awukhokhi. Kodwa ke uma ungakhoni mhlawumbe ukufona.
Kodwa bazimoshile ama public phones.
Yes, zikhona ezinye indlela zokuthi usithinte siwazi nathi suku place. Engithanda ukukusho nje ekuqaleni ukuthi yebo ama shelter abo baba akhona.
That's very important.
Yes, akhona. Ma umuntu ongubaba edinga usizo, siyakwazi ukuthi senze imizamo, make sure ukuthi uyaphuma esimeni esibucayo, uyaphuma esimeni esinzima. So bangahlali emakhaya, bangavaleleki, bathi ama services vele ngabo mama nabantwana, akusinjalo.
nabo baba banelungelo ukuthi basithinde sikwazi ukuthi basize. So nayi number nizoziphinda, ngizophinda futhi ngiphinde zonke. Yaqala inumber ethi 0800 001 005. Ungayishayela le number njengamanje usocial worker uzokwazi ukuthi akubukele ukuthi la okhona ungathola kuphi usizo. And okunye sikwenzayo siyasizame ukuthi ngoba khumbula babumkhwananzi lezi number esikunikeza zona awuyokhuluma nomshini, ukhuluma nomuntu qobo ozokwazi ukuthi akubuze nawe umbuze imbuzo. Enye inamba uyishilo usesibusi ngu 0800 428 428. Nayo le number mawuyifonela bayazi obusi ne team yakhe ukuba ku place ukuthi okay babumkhwananzi ungakuphi usho, and futhi okwabo kumnandi ngoba babona nokuthi ukuphi. Bayakubona mabafonela bese bakudirecta ukuthi okay mawula sicela ufike endaweni eso sizokwazi ukuthi sikusize. So ningahlala emakhaya nisabukuza usizo lukhona. Kune WhatsApp number enthanda ukuyishare.
Oh yes.
Yes.
WhatsApp these
yes, days. These days there's many people are on WhatsApp. So yeah, please ngicela nibambe nansi number 082 057 8600. Ngiyiphinda 082 057 8600. You send WhatsApp, hi, need a shelter. Uzokwazi usocial worker ukuthi axhumane nawe akusize. So siyacela ningahlali bantu abangoba banithi anina usizo alukho for abo baba. Lukhona usizo. Khumbula ushilo umsakazi ekuqaleni wathi we are all equal. So nama services are provided in this country are also trying to make sure we are all equal. Yes, omama nabantwana bacindezeleka kakhulu, kodwa lokho akusho ukuthi abekho obaba wabesilisa abacindezelekayo.
All right. Thank you, Matimela. Do we have any voice notes or any text? Unfortunately, we do not have that. That's Frankie who's making sure that your ear is listening to pure sound and live and direct from Mosotho Stone, along with uBusisiwe Nkonyana as well as uMamfisane Mahlangu as well as uMam Claudia Lopez, who are here tonight to speak to the National Sheltering Indaba, and it speaks more to support of the victims of gender-based violence and femicide, where it's more of in law enforcement they call it a safe house, and to us it's more of a social safe house. But now, in conclusion, at 7:01 is that Mosotho Stone is asking that question again to all of you in conclusion to this, to say, Osfisani, Osbusiswa, Os Claudia, let's talk the mental health, which is a parallel important topic that speaks more to how the mentality works to a point of where we find a result of gender-based violence and all those things. And it was presented today at the National Indab. But I'm throwing it out there, not as your role, but as a human being, you know, parting short to say mental health is quite very important. We see quite a lot of people committing suicide because people are defeated somewhere, somehow in their own personal space, you know, and sometimes being defeated that way ends up as a gender-based violence, and alternatively it will be suicide and all. But let's focus it and zoom it more onto mental health that's relating to gender-based violence, to a point where we have to make inroads like shelter. And I'm just going to throw it out there to just say, what's your take on it as the people who are actually working day in, day out with such experiences? Starting with you, Sis Pisan.
Thank you so much, Ngibonge. Lutaba lukhulu. It's a big topic in the mental health currently in the country. Mental health ibangelwa izinto eziningi. Ukuhlukumezeka ngokomkhumbulo, ngokomcabango, kuningi okubangela lokho. Besivalelekile iminyaka cishe emibili ngendaba ye-lockdown. Besihlele emakhaya kanti besijwayele ukuphuma siyosebenza sibe sezindaweni. Khona lokho nje kukodwa kuyabangela ukugula okuhlukumezeka ngokomcabango. Yini eyenzeka uma umuntu ehlukumezeka ngokomcabango? Abantu bareacta ngezindlela ezihlukahlukene. Omunye uyacasuka agcine ekhiphela ukucasuka kwakhe phezu komndeni wakhe wabantu abaseduze naye, kubangele again i-gender-based violence. Omunye uphuma emsebenzini kube nabo-retrenchment. Sibonile kakhulu, we're given statistics. People are retrenched. That on its own also causes mental illnesses. And I think let's understand that
loss of reputation, and all those kind of
stress ngokwaso sibangela siyakhula le stress siyakhula and abantu mawungana ndlela or ungana lwazi kumele uyephi yothola usizo because bantu bakithi khumbulani emtholampilo eseduze nani ama clinics la esohamba nsuku zonke sicaba ukuthi kumele kuye Jehova abantwana kuphela nathi kumele siyogogoda kulezo zindawo sithole usizo ngokwelulekwa ngokwemicabango ngoba masivaleleke nalezi stress ezindlini vele sogcina sibona i-escalator le-GBV because asazi ukuthi siyirelease kanjani or sizelaphe kanjani sibona ngathi then turning to gender-based violence sihlukumezane kuzolapha lezi stress esinazo so stress on its own, let's go and get treatment. Please just talk to people. Services are there. As well as services.
All right. Sis Bus?
Ngicabanga ukuthi kubaluleke kakhulu le sexual ngifisani. I-depression is very rife. And kusifo lesingakajwayeleki ukuthi sinakeke. Especially in the black communities.
Yes.
We don't take mental health seriously.
I mean, including, I'm right.
Including professionals. Ourselves as professionals.
That's many of us being in denial. Exactly. I mean, I'm right.
Exactly, because you think you can cope with the situation. So, lengakusho nje in conclusion, kuthi kubalulekile ukuthi we should take care of our mental health because ayikho i-condition lenganayo i-treatment. Kubalulekile. As professionals, as community members, kubalulekile ukuthi sinakekele ngokomqondo. And ngidophinze futhi ngirepeat inumber yase-command center because we are not only dealing with GBV cases only. We deal with all social ills because there are social workers that are trained and available for everyone.
And so, it's live. It's not umshini as
it's live. You are also assisted ngawo onke ema-official languages as South Africa. And anyone who is on South African soil, irregardless of nationality.
Yes.
As long as we're South Africa, our toll free and on all the networks, when you dial 0800-428-428, it's free of charge when you call the command center. When you are experiencing stresses and GBV, anything, then you can call in the command center. Kukhona social worker lolindzele ukuthi accede. Ngiyabonga.
Sis Claudy, in 1 minute, Lerato has actually been doing the hand like this on me. It's like, great. And just in 1 minute on the same approach that we have now.
Yeah, I missed some of the beginning of it. But basically, I just wanted to say we've had generations and generations of disenfranchisement, of hurt and anger through colonialism, apartheid.
Yes.
It has not gotten away. And generations we are breeding. We are continuing the anger and the hatred and feeling disempowered.
The violence is getting even more violent.
And taking it out on people that don't deserve it. Usually it's the one that least deserves it that gets abused. What I'm also wanting to just say is we have a very big thing on saying men don't cry, boy children don't cry.
Man up.
Be man. Oh, that annoys me so much when people say man up.
Why don't you son up? Why don't you uncle up? Why don't you auntie up? Hey, thanks.
Yeah, we need to pay attention to the children. We need to allow them to be children and to cry. And men should cry. It's not... You're weak. You're not weak if you're crying. You're human.
Yes.
And I think until we let go of that stigma and this wanting to be powerful and strong and manly, and when you let that go, we'll be a far healthier society. And reach out to the command center, to the helpline if you need it. There's also Lifeline. There's many people. There's no need to be isolated and alone.
All right. Thank you so very much, Busisiwe Mkwanyana, as well as Fisani Mahlangu, as well as Claudia Lopez. Ladies, thank you so very much, and thank you for a great job you do into South Africa, and may you continue to be blessed to actually continue more and more and more. It has been real, it has been live, and thank you so very much. Those numbers again for the shelter services is 0800-001-005. For the command center is 0800-428-428, and also the WhatsApp number is 082-057-8600. Thank you so very much to Fenki Matimela, who's on the sound production, as well as Rinae, as well as Lerato Muswadi, who was doing the production coordination. Nake Mosotho Stone, and thank you so very much for your ear tonight. Good night. We'll be right back.